Bill Clinton campaigned relentlessly on his ability to feel our pain. Countless observers marveled at his ability to feed off the crowd, to draw energy from the masses. Journalists often called him an empath for his ability to intuit what an audience wanted to hear. This is a great skill in a politician, but one should never forget that demagogues are first and foremost masterful politicians. Of course, Clinton's demagoguery was of a decidedly feminine nature. He promised hugs to feel your pain and to protect you from those mean boys, Republicans and angry white males. His watchword was security, economic security, social security, security from globalization, crime, job losses, whatever. He was the first female president, according to the feminist novelist Mary Gordon. When he was accused of failure or error, his reflexive response was that of an overwhelmed single mother. "I've been working so hard," as if that were an adequate substitute for being right or effective. His defenders essentially claimed that he was above the law because he was, as Stanford's Kathleen Sullivan put it, the only person who works for all of us 24 hours a day. In other words, he wasn't a person. He was the state in its maternal incarnation. Sure, many Americans liked his policies, or thought they did because the economy was doing well, but they liked him because of his oddly maternal concern. The political aesthetics here were nothing new, as Goebbels noted of his Führer's popularity. The entire people loves him because it feels safe in his hands like a child in the arms of its mother. Was Bill Clinton a fascist president? Well, he certainly believed in the primacy of emotion and the supremacy of his own intellect. He spun noble lies with reckless abandon. An admirer of Huey Long's, he shared the cornpone dictator's contempt for the rules and had the same knack for demagogic appeals. He was a committed third wayer, if ever there was one, and he devoutly shared JFK's new politics. But I think if we're going to call him a fascist, it must be in the sense that he was a sponge for the ideas and emotions of liberalism. To say that he was a fascist himself is to credit him with more ideology and principle than justified. He was the sort of president liberal fascism could only produce during unexciting times. But most important, if he was fascist, it was because that's what we as Americans wanted. We craved empathy because we felt we deserved someone who cared about me. Hillary Clinton learned that lesson well when she decided to run for office for the first time. Mrs. Clinton will never have her husband's raw political talent. She's too cold, too cerebral for his style of backslapping, lip-biting politics. Instead, she translated Bill Clinton's political instincts into an ideological appeal. In 2000, when she ran as a carpetbagger for Senate in New York, Mrs. Clinton's track record was a problem. She essentially had none, at least not as a New Yorker.